If you live in Texas, odds are you've found yourself in a conversation about the cold winter we've been having, and many of those conversations probably revolved around how unexpected the cold and ice have been. But just how out of the ordinary is it? KUT's Moes Bouchel reports.
I called John Nielsen Gammon. He's the state climatologist and a professor at Texas A&M. And like a lot of people, he's been feeling the chill.
Apparently the A&M heating system can't keep up with this very cold weather, so my office has been in the 50s the past couple days.
But despite that, he says when it comes to average temperature for Texas, this winter isn't as much of an anomaly as you might think. Take Austin, for example.
So far, since the beginning of December, Austin is running about 1 degree Fahrenheit below their historic average.
He says what sticks out isn't the average, but the extreme events. We've had 3 super cold fronts push in so far this year.
This is unusual, but it's still not exceptional.
Why is it happening? Basically, you can thank the jet stream, a current of air that divides the cooler north from the warmer south. Rich Siegel's a meteorologist with Spectrum News. He says 3 times this winter, the jet stream dipped further south than usual.
What will happen, and this is what happened on Monday, is that a big piece of that Arctic air just started to move rather quickly through Canada, entered the United States. It reached us on Monday, and that's what gave us the huge temperature drop.
Often when that happens, you hear people say something like, well, if the Earth is really warming, why is it so cold out? The president even tweeted something like that out just a few weeks ago. But Kerry Cook, a professor at UT Austin's Jackson School of Geosciences, says that demonstrates a big misunderstanding of climate.
It's a local thing we have going on. It's not a global cooling.
In fact, she says the cool air may be getting further south precisely because of warming in the north.
So when we have melting in the Arctic, it actually warms the Arctic quite a bit.
That can change the position of the jet stream.
If the jet stream is coming down and dipping down over the eastern U.S., it's going to bring very cold weather with it.
She says the bottom line is it's temporary. The long-term and global trend is towards warming. John Nielsen Gammon, state climatologist of Texas, agrees.
We get record cold nowadays only about a fifth as frequently as we experience record warm temperatures. So the number of record cold days has gone way down.
As far as this cold snap goes, it's already on its way out. Much of Texas will see temps in the 60s and 70s this weekend. Moes Bouchel, KUT News.